Hey guys, awesome episode today with Sean Donnelly. We talk about licking butt, meeting the parents, and taking a fuck buddy to a relationship.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh yeah.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, I say it every week, thank you so much. The emails that I have this week, I got like I couldn't even get through them all. And they're all fantastic, so I'm super excited about how you guys keep spreading the word and telling friends and sorority sisters and fraternity brothers and family members. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast at gmail.com, tfmpodcast at gmail.com. This week, I'm very excited. A friend of mine, such a funny comic, excited to have him on. Sean Donnelly, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you.
You too, buddy.
You were on an early episode.
Yes, I was in the, I think it was the beginning. It was at least a year ago.
Yeah.
The last time I was there.
And so now, this is... You know, this is, it's grown into something,
It's a behemoth.
It's getting
there. It's a bro-hemoth.
It's a bro-hemoth. It's turning into, you know, dude Dr. Phil, I guess. We got some great emails. All of you should go support and follow Sean Donnelly. Such an awesome comic. He's been on Conan, Letterman, at Shawnee Time on Twitter, SeanDonnelly.com. He has an album out that I have bought and listened to and loved, so you should all go get
you
your parents' credit card, or you don't even pay. You don't even know the you don't even know what credit card's attached to your iTunes. So go to iTunes and purchase Manual Labor Face. It's called Manual Labor Face on iTunes. That's his stand-up comedy album. Where'd you tape it? It seemed awesome.
It was awesome. I taped it and at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
And everyone has like the most amazing things to say about that club.
It's like a dream club. They're amazing because they're smart but they're not cynical and they're open for whatever. And like even if they're uptight about something, during the taping, they were uptight about something, and the minute you call them on it, they just laugh at that. Like it's like really, really good audience.
And there's great moments in the album. You know, not to feather your nuts out or anything, but they there's great moments where you call out people in the crowd, and it's fun. It's not like I put that suited up.
Yeah, because that's what I do, so I put that on there. Yeah.
It's cool. So you guys should all go check that out. Also, Sean has a podcast that's great, and you should all get involved with called My Dumb Friends. Explain that podcast in one sentence for the listeners.
Comics come on and describe the dumbest things they've done in their life.
There you go. So all of you go on iTunes, you can double up. Go get Manual Labor Face and go buy that album. And then go subscribe to his podcast, My Dumb Friends. It's a really fun listen. And you can add it. You know, when I talk about a lot of you are new to podcasts that listen, and I'm happy that you've gotten involved with this one, but now you got to start having a little library. You got your Tuesdays with J-Train and the TFM podcast, and you guys release what day?
We release usually Friday.
So Fridays, right as you're heading in the weekend, and you know, on the way to the gym or you know, on the way to class, I listen on long car rides. These can be a part of you know what you're doing with your day.
Just subscribe, get a playlist going,
get it going. So guys, we have some amazing emails. I'm so pumped to have Sean here. Let's get into it. Are you ready? How was your weekend? I got a story I got to tell.
You want to tell the story? My weekend was good. I was at the brokerage in Long Island, which is where I'm from.
Oh, is that fun?
Well, yeah, it was fun. But it's kind of funny. I had my mom and like 10 of her church friends came to my
really?
Saturday early show. So
church friends.
So I was like worried. She was nervous. She didn't eat when she was there. She was nervous I was going to bomb. Because the last time that she came to see me was like I was literally a year into comedy.
Yeah.
So this time she was like, I was really nervous. I'm like, Ma, I do it as a job now. Yeah, it's not going to be.
This is a real thing I do.
It's a real thing I do. It's for real.
It's funny because like when people come that you've never brought to a show before, they're always like, I don't know what to expect.
Yes.
And then there's also the thing of like, everyone bombs. You know, like you
everybody
don't know,
bombs.
And you don't know when it's coming.
And it's like, mom, even if I bomb, it'll hurt for a second, but I'll be okay with
I'll be okay
with it. Yeah. It happens. and thank God it didn't, but yeah. It was like, so they were entertained, but
were the church
like,
friends cool?
They were cool. They were real cool. And I felt bad about cursing. And afterwards, I told one of our friends, I go, oh, sorry, I cursed so much. He goes, I don't fucking care if you curse.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's like that sassy, like yeah. older lady thing. They go, oh, fuck, I'll say it. I don't care.
Now they're in the swear game. Yeah. I did a show. So I got asked to open for a YouTube celebrity.
Oh, okay.
So
like, I almost said, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
YouTube. Yeah. I had never. So Levity Live was a great club up in Rockland.
Awesome club.
Awesome
Gigantic.
Club.
Gigantic.
Huge.
Yeah.
And this, they email me, they're like, hey, can you come open and stay clean for a pop star? And I was like, okay, what time's the show at?
Debbie Gibson?
Well, it's basically, yeah, good reference for this audience.
Yeah, they're not going to know what I'm talking about, right?
Google Debbie
I'm
Gibson.
I'm so old for the show.
So I go on, I'm like, what time is the show? They're like 1 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, who would come to this?
Oh, my God.
So I drive up there at like, I'm like hungover. It's like 11 a.m. I get in my car. I drive up there. And I walk in, and it's 450 13-year-old girls.
Oh, my God.
And they are fucking excited to see. This guy, his YouTube is Twames. He has over 1.6 million followers.
Oh my God.
His name is Issa. And, like, he's known for this llama song. Like, you're literally... I was like... I remember in middle school, like, girls loved the Spice Girls. Like, that was, like, their... And,
but at
like,
least they wrote songs.
At least they had music. Uh-huh. And you're, like... And you're thinking... And, like, the way girls would respond to the Spice Girls, it was, like, a flashback to that. They'd be, like... They're screaming at the top of their lungs. This is what these girls are doing. And I walk in. They're all wearing...
Yeah, it's like the Beatles were there, right?
Like it was, like, the Beatles. Yeah, yeah. But it's so weird to just not have any idea who this person is and then have some people that are obsessed with this person.
Right, right.
You know, we know the Beatles. Right. And it's in the larger sense of our lives. I wouldn't know this guy from anything.
Yep.
And there are girls in here that are crying.
Well, I've heard a statistic that more girls know who a guy like that is. No, more kids under like 20 know who that is than they know who like George Clooney is.
That's
a current movie star.
That's the biggest movie star.
The biggest movie star.
And so I walk in and I'm like, what am I going to say to these 13-year-old girls? Like, what comedy could I do? And I walk in, the manager comes up to me and he's like, he looks at me, he's like, hey, I'm Issa's manager. And then he holds up a sign that says, everything I say is being taped. And at first I didn't get what he was doing.
What does that mean?
That means he was mic'd up because this guy is going to make a video for his YouTube page of the tour. But the guy obviously doesn't want me being like, fuck this guy.
Because
he holds up the sign that just says, I'm being taped.
He did that. Yeah, it's because at someplace else, somebody did that.
Somebody talked shit.
Like, fuck this YouTube bullshit.
Well, this fucking YouTube bullshit the guy's making. He told me he's making 10 grand in merchandise sales a show.
Oh my God.
15 grand a month from YouTube.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it makes you sick. So they go, he goes, you're going to go on stage. He goes, if you do any jokes, make them about farts. He goes, no other jokes will work. Don't do it. He goes, but
this is the manager saying
this? Manager. He goes, like, but you're going to go up for like.
So Issa doesn't even come over to say anything.
Never talks to me. So he goes, you're just going to go on stage
this
and you're going to dance around and you're going to get him pumped up for Issa and then you get the fuck off. He goes, if I'm you, don't do anything. Don't do jokes. He goes, just go up there for 3 minutes. Literally 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
So I go, really? Because he goes, yeah, he's only doing 20. He's only doing 20 minutes on stage.
What?
So hold on.
Oh,
so,
my God. I hope this business.
This story goes somewhere. I'm promising the listener. I think this is entertaining, right?
I'm entertained.
So,
yeah.
I'm
entertained.
So I walk in. So he goes, the most awkward part will be when you go, and now, Issa, you just walk off. You don't hand him a mic. You don't shake his hand. Just get off the stage. And I go, what are these kids really? He goes, these girls have drove from like 5 hours away to come see this guy. They are so excited to see him. And he
doesn't have to do anything. He can just walk out and stand there, really.
Well, let me get to the story.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're not. So I go on stage, and so I'm like, these girls are like literally crying. A camera person went on stage, and they thought it was Issa, and they went crazy. And then they're like, no, it's not him! Like, they're yelling to the back rows.
Oh, my God.
So I go on stage, and I'm like, are you ready for Issa? And they're like, ah! They go, like, screaming your eardrums hurt. And then I go, I don't think you guys are ready. So then they go louder. And then I go, well, I got some bad news. Issa couldn't make it today.
You did that?
I did.
Nice. And they, good for you.
They were so angry. Like, visibly shaken. The best was their dads who drove them there started laughing at that. Because they were in
they
like,
knew
the,
that.
Yeah, they yeah, knew yeah, that yeah. I was fucking with them. Yeah. And I was like, and at that moment when I was like, I got some bad news. Issa couldn't make it today. One of the girls stood up, and she was like a 13-year-old demon child. She stood up, and I look her dead in the eyes, and she goes, "Get off the stage!" And I was like shaken by this girl. Like, yeah. Get off the fucking stage. Like,
if she's a demon child.
She was so angry that she lifted up and represented the whole crowd to be like, get off the stage! Like, she was so angry. Yeah. And then, so I go, okay,
she was like, she was like one of those vampire zombies from I Am Legend.
Yes, she's exactly, the leader of them. The leader. Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, okay, he sold out shows all across the country. Give it up for Issa. And I just get off the stage, and he comes on in a penguin onesie. He's 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
He's talented to get quite a following. I went and looked at the video. You guys can all Google this now. I mean, you'll see the videos. He's in a penguin onesie, and he goes on stage, and they go nuts. And he literally just dances to Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And that's all he did. And then every time he'd hold up his phone to take a selfie, they'd go crazy because they could get in the selfie. So it was like, you know that movie Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Where you're like looking at what the future will be?
Right.
You're literally watching the future of entertainment where all they care about is, because he would go to do a Snapchat story, and when he held it, whenever behind him, they'd stand up behind him like they were doing the wave. So as he turned with his camera, the women, the girls behind him would turn to get in the shot. It was like it was like eye opening, and
this
then
is really depressing.
It was kind of depressing. Me and the waitstaff and I were just like sitting there in shock. You know, like
couldn't
that,
believe it.
You know that chef there, that guy Will.
Yeah,
like he's out there being like, I can't believe this. Like we're all watching in disbelief, wow. And like so then he goes. And you could tell this isn't this kid's first rodeo. Like, every time he does a butt drop, they go crazy. He yeah. brought out his...
Like a twerk situation?
Twerk. Yeah, yeah. And then he brought out these two unicorn dolls. And he's like, these are my dolls, Gertrude and Penelope. And they're like, and the girls are like, we know Gertrude and Penelope! You know, like, they love it. And then
you have to tell us!
His big finishing move is to just go and dance with the crowd. So then he goes, I'm going to, and then afterwards he's like, the whole idea is that they came to get a picture with him at the end. And yeah. So like he does 20 minutes and then I go up and you basically are I had to be like the lion tamer to let these people know when they could go get in line to get a picture with him. His manager said that one time it went till 9:30 at night, all the people that wanted pictures with him. It's amazing. I mean, this
oh
is like, yeah. So this
God.
Is this was my Saturday afternoon getting told wow. by a 13-year-old to end my
now,
life.
Now, my question is this, as far as that whole yeah. phenomenon goes, that's a, is that the future of entertainment or is that a teenager thing that's happening? They're not, it's not like they're going to be 40 years old, these girls, and be Issa fans.
They're going to look back and be, they're going to be 30, look back and be like, remember how into Issa we were?
Yeah, it's like new kids on the block.
And I don't know what his next step is, but right now, he didn't go to college. He's like, I'm making my money now. I went in the back to try and meet him because I was like, why not? You know? And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, he had his chicken finger time.
Well, also, he should have come over and said, he should have came to you and been like, hey, thanks for doing this.
He didn't. I went to the back.
Well, he's 20 on top
20.
Of that.
20. They said he's very nice. I'm sure he's nice. I was like, well, yeah, why don't I get a picture with this guy? So I go in the back and they go, yeah, we're going to introduce you. And I was like, hey, man, nice to meet you. And he's like, hey. And then I just left. I was like, I don't need a fucking picture.
Oh, my God.
So that was my weekend. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Let's do it. That's a great story.
It's insane, right?
And it's just doesn't make you mad that you write jokes and you go on and you've been doing this years and you. And
I feel like I'm trying way too hard after I saw that. I went and stopped at like a highway lookout. I put it on my Instagram. You can go to my Instagram, Jared Freed on Instagram or JTrain56 if you search that. And I just was like sitting there, like sitting on a stoop, looking out at the Hudson, just being like, what is happening?
What is going on?
Why would I do that to myself?
Just pondering life.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Sean Donnelly at Shawnee Time. Go check out the album, Manual Labor Face. Go buy it, support it, get involved. Meeting the parents.
Yeah.
Jared, I'm going to be visiting my girlfriend's parents in Tennessee in the near future. They've been together 4 months. They're in college.
Already 4 months meeting the parents, huh?
He's going in. She's got a brother in high school, and she makes the parents sound pretty easygoing. Nonetheless, fathers still scare the shit out of me. I got a feeling you're good at schmoozing with the parents. Any tips on meeting the elders on the home turf? Do I bring gift, wine, drinking? Any advice is appreciated. Keep up the good work. Please don't use my name. What do you think? What's the best way, first meeting with parents? This is a
don't
thing.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Don't be too chummy right away. Be respectful. Be cool. I guess that parent would be around my age. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a little sad for you. I'm
a little bit older than me. Yeah, maybe like yeah, they're 40, older. 45.
Yeah, whatever. You just don't.
I'm 37.
I think you.
So just don't be, don't over.
Do you remember the first time you met your my wife's parents?
Yeah, I do. And I was really nervous. And her dad's like Italian, and he's really into being Italian. So I thought he was going to be kind of like this, like, you know, hey, yo, no, okay, you watch my daughter, you do this. And he wasn't. He's like a nice, cool, like, sensitive, laid-back guy. Like, he's a great guy. He's a very loving guy. And I was so thankful for that because that could have been really awkward. Mm. So it's one of those things that if you already have a clue that they're really easygoing, go into it like, hey, treat them like they're the parents. Don't treat them like your buddy. Like, you know, show them a dick pic or whatever. I don't know what you do, you fucking 20-year-old. But it's one of those things where I would just be cool, but don't overstep and be personable. Don't talk to them.
Bring the gift.
Yeah,
like, definitely
bring a gift.
And
yeah.
I think if you're underage, you bring flowers. I think a bottle of wine is like a little too much.
If
you're not like already 21, like how'd you get this bottle of wine?
Yeah.
Did you pull a Hey Mister to get this shit?
Yeah, they're going to think you're trying to overdo it a little bit if you bring a bottle of wine.
Just bring a nice thing of flowers. And also, what I would say is
don't wear a robe and bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
it's a little creepy.
Try to get with the mom shit.
You'd be like, is this your sister or your mother?
Yeah, don't be like Eddie Haskell. You know, like don't try and sweet talk them.
Right, don't be Eddie Haskell. Don't be corny, but also don't be what your generation is. Don't be a withdrawn piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, put the phone away.
Yeah, put the phone away. Yeah,
phone. Nobody. You want to take do your phone time in the shitter. During your poops at this girl's house.
Exactly.
And then and be wary of that. Also,
talk
to
them.
I gotta say, I don't think you probably shouldn't shit at the house.
Don't shit at the house. I'm shitting at that house.
All right.
I'm like a dog.
It's like dominance.
I gotta let you know.
Shitting boundaries. I'll shit wherever.
I'll shit everywhere. I think also you want to hang back. You know, you don't want to run out to the front of the race. You want to be like in fifth place. See what the things are in front of you. So like when she's like, you know, when people are going to like at the end of dinner, you want to see, do people bring their plates up to the sink? Then you got to follow suit. Do people, where do people sit?
The plate situation, I would just bring the plates in, even if nobody is. Lead that charge.
So you want to lead the plate
lead
charge.
Lead the plate charge, and they're like, oh. And but, it depends on what kind of family they are. Is it the type of thing where you're going to be going and you're grabbing pizza and it's laid back and they really don't care? Because the thing is this, I was always brought up with like such like, hey, you be polite and you be respectful, and the plate thing would have went over huge.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like in my house.
I think with cleanup duties, you want to be first to it.
Yeah.
With relaxation things, you want to be hang back. So like when everyone goes to watch TV, do not be the first to sit down.
No, right.
Do not. You want to make sure that daddy's couch spot ain't get. I remember one time
I grabbed that recliner.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got the easy boy. This is great. Yeah. You don't want to be too comfortable.
Yeah. Don't sit down and go, oh, did you want to sit here?
Oh, is this your spot? Well, fuck it, pops. Yeah, this is where I'm sitting.
I've moved in, baby.
Yeah. So I think you like with pleasure spots, you want to hang back. With work shit, you want to get right in front. I also one time.
Really quickly, and it pertains to that, the work stuff, you might even want to be like, and do it a cool way. The mom, if the mom's cooking, say she's cooking your meal, you go in, and say she's talking to the daughter, you go in, you go, hey, do you need any help with anything? I'm here.
Anything I can do to
anything
help.
Anything I can do to help out.
Even though they don't want you helping.
They don't want you. They're going to say no anyway. Yeah. But it's almost like an empty thing, because it's like, but the asking will probably go a long way.
It's a big deal.
The mom will go, oh, no, but thank you.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But don't do it in a way like, hey, do you need any help? Do it in a way of like, hey, I'm here if you need any help or whatever. You know, like, very cool.
That's the best part about being a guy, is that it takes very little to look like you're trying. Like, you know, you can put in a lot of fake effort, like a lot of like empty asking. Yeah. Like, oh, do you want me to? No one wants a dude, a college guy, to help with dinner.
No, no, nobody's like,
ever.
Yeah. Let me. Can you share your culinary experience with me? Yeah.
No,
I'm guessing it involves Funyuns and a heating lamp.
They're gonna maybe help have you move a couch or something, but nothing is gonna be you if you just offer. They're going to be like, oh, wow, this guy is a really nice guy.
Really nice guy. Really cool. Like, I would just act cool, man. Just act.
Also, sports is the, I always say this, sports is the common, with dads or with any older guy or any guy. 9 out of 10 times, if you meet a new guy and you're not comfortable, sports is the bridge. You know, it bridges all age groups. So you're going to her house in Tennessee. You know, I love Mariota. You know, Mariota's so, do you see that game? You know, brush up on one sports topic local to Tennessee. That's the thing, you know, where it doesn't matter how old or young you are. And don't come in being like, he fucking sucks. Be positive about their home team. You know,
let them
give you shit. You don't come out there being like, yo, well, I'm a Jameis Winston fan, so fuck your quarterback.
Yeah.
No, be like, oh man, Mariota's so good.
Don't be a painted face guy in the middle of this living room.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sean Donnelly at Shawnee Time. Manual Labor Faces, the album. Go check it out. Fucking Fuck Buddies. Hey, J Train, I'm in love with the podcast. Told all my sorority sisters about it, and they love it too. Go on about how many times I've looked completely insane, giggling on my way to class listening. But let's cut to the chase. I met a guy who goes to my university over the summer through my best friends from home. We started texting, and within a couple of weeks, I found myself at his friend's party getting drunk, hooking up with him. He's really hot, so shoot me. Go for it. He told me he wasn't really sure what he was looking for relationship-wise. Heard that before.
Yeah, that's.
And I was cool
like
with that.
That's the credo of a lot of people now.
And I was cool with that because I felt the same way. And she writes ... at the time. Fast forward to now, we hook up. We hook up constantly. I'm talking 2 to 4 times a week. And small talk over text in between hookups. He's been over. We've watched movies together. He's even skipped class to just hang out the morning after a hookup and get breakfast. Seems like he's a promising boyfriend, am I right? But after 4 months of this, a girl has to wonder, where is this going? I repeat, 4 months of constant hooking up. I feel as if it's unheard of. I think the time has come where something needs to happen. I don't want to be the girl that has the what are we talk eye roll, but I don't want him to think I only want to hook up because I would totally date him. So I guess the big question is, how do I get out of this limbo space between relationship and fuck buddies? And is he doing a nice guy act just to keep me interested so we don't stop hooking up? I personally think he does a little too much for it to just be the typical just being a nice guy act, but I would love to get a man's perspective on it. Any advice would be awesome.
Well, there's a couple of things there.
Go for
one of them is it's funny to me whenever these fuck buddy situations come up or I hear about them because I've been married for 4 years. it's one of those things where the girl.
But you've also been locked down, so like this is
I've been locked down for a while.
I know,
yeah.
But you're the good place to come to. Yeah, so go on.
I'm the good place to come to. Yeah, but it's one of those things where the problem with women in this situation is when a guy tells you that he means it.
Yeah,
and he means it for a while, and if he wants to change it, he'll try to change it. But it's almost always 50-50 when it comes to girls about meaning that. Even when they say it, they're saying it just to be agreeable at the time because they want to hook up or they want to get to know this guy.
Totally.
So
they don't want to scare him away.
You really can't fault. She's really not faulting this guy for doing it, but you really can't fault him for continuing like this for 4 months. Like, you can't be like, after 4 months, where is this going? You really shouldn't even ask that question, to be honest, until like, but you guess you can ask the question, but you can't be disappointed in the answer if it's, hey, I want this to keep going the way it is.
Yeah.
Also, are they in college?
They're in college.
You're in college. Like, that's, you shouldn't be even dating anybody right now anyway.
But also, don't you think that the amount of time they're spending together, if what she's saying
you're
is true.
You're basically dating right now anyway.
So what, that's where I kind of like, my feelers go up.
because you hear this a lot. We're hooking up. Things are good. I'm getting a lot of time spent. And she writes, this is what she writes. I think the time has come where something needs to happen. What do you want to happen? You know, what more does she want? I understand. Does she want the label?
She wants to be exclusive.
But even right now, aren't they exclusive? Like, how much?
She didn't mention if he's hooking up with anybody else.
But
I think that's
how could he do that? Is my question. You know, like if he's with her four times a week and they're texting in between,
there's no time to.
How could he do the rest of his life? If there's another girl out there, that's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, let's think of the math on this.
Yeah, it depends on what type of guy this is. And to be honest, another thing the second thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that she brought up the fact, is he faking the nice guy thing so he can continue hooking up with me? Well, if you're not sure about that, then you shouldn't want to date him yet.
Yeah.
You should know who the real guy is.
Yeah.
If you should pull apart that bullshit, like, we're hooking up and getting embarrassed in front of each other and that like facade before you turn around and go, I really want something more. If you don't know if he's lying to you by being a nice guy, if you can't tell what kind of person he is, then you haven't even cracked the surface yet on if you guys should be together. And you kind of are, like you said, they're kind of together anyway. But the fact that you don't know what'll happen if you bring up the idea, hey, I just want to be me and you, this guy.
I totally agree with that. And yeah. I think the nice guy thing comes from, like, what he's doing is like, hey, listen, I'm here, I'm available, we're getting together. Like, you have to, I think with these situations is if you just want the label, then you got to look within yourself to be like, listen, I'm a confident woman. Like, you don't need that label, I don't think. I think what she's doing right now, like, something has to happen. Like, that line triggers me because I'm like, listen, you're getting the breakfast dates, you're getting the hookups, you're getting the hangouts. Like, what more do you want? So if there's something that's missing, like, you have to look when you're looking at a guy you're hooking up with and you're having this fuck buddy thing. If you're saying, well, I'm getting a hookup, I'm getting, you know, we'll do dinner sometimes, I'm getting a daytime hangout,
dating.
Then what do you want? You just want this name that, you know, so I'm saying
she wants the relationship status and him not to be, because right now, it technically, if he wanted to, even with that busy schedule with her, he could turn around and he can go fuck somebody a one-night
He's got
stand.
The fine print on the contract that says we never said we are anything.
We're not doing anything.
Which is fine, but like, I think you got to be a little bit more brave as a woman and be like, listen, you have that fine print too. She can go out and say, hey, I'm going to go out and with my girls, and if I meet a nice guy.
That's your point.
I know she doesn't want to do that, but I'm saying if she meets a nice guy and then another guy's like, hey, I want to go out and hang out with you, she has the right to, you know, go pursue that too. I think she needs to ask herself, what am I not getting out of this relationship other than the label? If there is, like, if you're thinking, I'm not getting like a dinner date, like I really want to go for dinner with him, then put that on him. Say, hey, let's go get dinner sometime. And if he won't do that, then you have to take away the other stuff. You know, you have to play that game a little bit. I know, because getting the label is just the easiest thing. You know, that is the least sexy, easiest thing, is having a guy be like, yeah, we're together. It's like, it's literally him giving up.
Well, another angle she can go is that you can play the everybody wants to be wanted card, and you can play it a little bit aloof, and you can do a State of the Union kind of thing where you go, hey, where are we at? Because I'm really getting bored with this whole just hooking up thing.
Yeah.
And I really I want more, but you know what? If you're not into it, if you play it like that and not just like, I want to be with you, like, and that comes off more desperate than the literally going, yeah, if you're not into that, that's cool. But I feel like we are already kind of dating. Like,
I love that line. If you're not into that, that's cool. I love that because it's kind of like a dominance thing.
Yes,
if a girl
absolutely.
Said that to me, I'd be like, okay. So, but I think that conversation comes after the thing she wants. So, like, let's say she wants to do sober weekend hangout. This is what she feels like she's missing, because that's the, to her, in the pie chart.
Because right
of
now
the
they're only drinking and
hooking up. So let's say in the pie chart of the relationship, she wants that sober hangout. She has to put that out there before saying, because if, let's say you say, I want to be in a relationship, and he says, yes, you didn't get what you wanted. You just got the label. So I'm saying, if you say,
you're still
the same drunken hookup.
And then what you're doing
label.
Is, it's almost like you're verbally taking his hand and be like, now we're boyfriend, girlfriend, and you're dragging him to all these activities. Why not let it happen naturally?
Exactly. So you put it out there, hey, this Saturday, I'm just going to be hanging out. Do you want to come and, like, you know, come watch football with me at my place? And then he says, you're going to get a yes, no, or maybe, okay? And it's usually a maybe. And if it's a maybe, you got to be like, listen, no problem. Let me know the next time you want to get together. And yeah, then that late night, and then that late night hookup call comes, and you say, hey, I wanted to hang out sober with you. I feel like this is just a late night hookup. If that's the case,
I'm over that part of it.
Yeah, cool. I'm over that part of it. If you're not, I'm cool with it, but I'm just gonna pass. And that's when you change the hands.
And that'll, yep, that you want to have hands. And that's the thing. You want to be up in this situation.
And then maybe he'll say no. And I think we are so, if you never put your position yourself in a position to hear a no, then you're never putting yourself in a position to grow with somebody. You know, you have to hear, you have to put yourself out there to be like, to have someone be like, gonna push in the chips, gonna go cash out.
Yeah.
And that might happen, but that's making you a better person and getting you to the better guy that you want to be with, that wants the situation that you have.
You want somebody that wants to be with you, but you also don't want to, you don't want to wear your heart in your sleeve a little bit and give up hand too early. What you want to do is have the self-respect and have the confidence to turn around and go, yeah, this is, I'm getting, like, or you could just be completely honest and be like, I'm growing tired of this situation. I want us to, what would you feel about this? But there's like delicate ways to do that. There's more
I think you
got to
play this game a little bit. And girls sometimes will just be like, fuck this game, I just want submission. And guys don't get off to that. Guys get off to
scare somebody away.
Capturing, you know, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com with someone I can't stand. Mr. Jared J. Train Free. Let's cut the shit and get this email rolling. So earlier this semester, I met a girl during homecoming who I thought that I had feelings for. She had been around the whole semester, but I never really talked to her all that much. A year younger and is an 873. So our rating system here on the podcast is face, body, personality. girls or guys can use it. This isn't, you know, anyone can use it.
Equal opportunity.
873. The body would be higher because she has a sick rack, but the ass is basically non-existent, and I'm an ass guy. Thanks, man. So we started. I love that she's a three personality. So we started talking.
A drop on that.
Started talking, and I felt like I would liked her so much that I was okay with not fucking until the third weekend of talking. So she's literally one of the nicest girls I've ever met, but her personality is so dry and so boring. You may be asking, well, why don't you just ditch that bitch? Why? I was wondering that. Yeah. I wish I could, but it's not that simple. The few weeks we talked before we finally fucked, everyone in my fraternity who knows her told me, you better not fuck her over or better treat her good. I hate those fucking dudes. Better treat her good.
Is everybody in his fraternity?
In his, all his buddies.
Why, do they know her?
I have a reputation that isn't the best when it comes to the ladies. Her sisters hang around at the house all the time and have told me the same thing. Another problem is that I am...
Oh, so the girls are getting to the guys on this thing.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm only the second person she's had sex with, but who knows? Can't believe what bitches say. Okay, so here's the issue.
Yeah, also, I'm not trying to be PC, please, but if you're starting off calling this girl a bitch three times in an email, maybe you really don't dig her. I'm sorry. I know it's like, I'm not trying to be a cornball here, but come on, dude.
I hear you.
Is she really a bitch? Then fucking end it then. Like,
well, he writes, here's the issue. If I leave here, I look like the biggest lying asshole on earth because I assured everyone I wouldn't just ditch her. Or do I keep faking it until she dumps me? Maybe I start being an asshole to her? I don't know. So with the combination of no ass, worst personality ever, telling people I wouldn't hurt her, and the high amounts of annoyed I get when I'm around her now, what should I do? Been trying to slow fade. It ain't working. She's attached. Love the podcast. Been listening since day one. Please reply if even not over the podcast.
This is an easy one. You wait out the clock until it's okay for you to break up with, and you break up with
her. Oh, you wait it out.
Well, yeah. So you don't destroy your other relationships that you have.
I totally understand where that.
But that's like what? That's what, a month or two? Like, that's not like.
Well, I understand where he's coming from because I've done this a lot where I'm like, I'm putting in work. I put on the hard hat, and you get past like one date, two date, and then you end up having sex on the third date, and you're like, yeah, I just wanted the sex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's
you're like,
hooking. Oh, yeah.
But
you're not dating yet.
I know. You have to remember. And the guy.
So let me ask you this. What stage is he at again? I didn't get that from the
they've
email.
Had sex.
But they've gone on three dates. And they,
well, he's been around her for 3 weeks, and they basically are hooking up. And here's the problem. He's got guys in his fraternity. They hang out with this one sorority. So these guys in his fraternity are worried about having to get shit from the girls from her sorority about him fucking over this girl. Here's what you can't do. You have to act as if you're only doing what's best for you. What's best for you will be best for everyone else. If all you do, if you're thinking, hey, I'm just not into this girl, you need to act on that, because dragging it out will only make it worse. Those girls are going to go to those guys with one of two stories. It's either, yeah, he fucked her over, or he keeps being an asshole to her and keeps her on the hook. And that keep her on the hook
you're
thing
not gonna
is a
win
bigger
either
dickhead.
Way. You can't win. Don't try to win. Maybe that's good advice. Don't try to win this.
No, you can't win this.
You can't win this.
You're a dickhead either way.
You're a dickhead either way, so why not just rip it off like a Band-Aid?
And the male ego, what it does to us is make us think that we, like, tricked these girls into having sex with us. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
You both wanted to be there. It wasn't, if I have sex with you now, you've signed a contract to go to her family dinners. You know, like, one nothing to do with the other. You acted, nicely. I'm assuming as a nice guy, even though you just called her a bitch three times. But I'm assuming you acted with full faith effort. You put in the time because you liked it, getting to know her. You got to know her. You realize this isn't the match. That is not you flipping the script on her.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't do anything. You didn't make her any promises.
Yeah.
So you, and I know you think because you're such an amazing dude, which you're not. You're just another guy. You're Jag. Just another guy. You know, and the farther away you get from this thing, the more you'll become that Jag. But for now, it's just going to be a quick Band-Aid rip. And you got to say to her, you're going to be a worse guy if you don't end it right away. And what you do is you do an in-person, hey, I've had fun with you. I know you've had fun with me, but I just don't see this being a long-term relationship, and I don't want to drag this out. And the more you say that and the more you are upfront about it, the more her friends are going to be like, got to respect him. You know, they'll have respect for
you. It's absolutely true. That's what you say.
Girlfriends don't want to see you as the pussy that couldn't end it. No one ever respects, no girlfriend of the girl ever respects the guy who's like fucking with their girls, with their friend's head.
Yeah, but it'll help her too. It's one of those things where don't pretend that you're such an amazing guy, you're going to destroy her. You're going to destroy her for life by breaking up with
you're
her.
You're not
That's
that
not
great.
Gonna happen. She's in first off, it's another college thing, right?
Yeah.
So she's in college. She'll get over it. She'll get over you, dude. Just break up with her. It's not working. It's just a straight up, like, just do it. You're right. Just you should do it immediately to minimize the damage.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sean Donnelly at ShawneeTime on Twitter. Go check out the album, Manual Labor Face. He also got a great podcast, My Dumb Friends. Go check it out, both on iTunes. Tinder Friend Zoned.
Tinder Friend Zoned? I didn't know that's possible.
Yeah, it's possible, man.
Wow, that's like, doesn't that defy the purpose of that app?
Oh, yeah, well, that means this guy's a pussy.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Train, I need your help. I matched with a girl on Tinder, but when we first met up, the first thing she said, she was not looking for a relationship. That should be great. At the time, I was totally cool with it, and as time went on, I tried not to catch feelings for her, but I did. We talk every single day, and when we go out, I try to do things to give her hints like that I like her. I open doors, pick up the tabs, and usual gentleman stuff.
Wow, you...
She's really...
Wow, you are in it, dude.
Is she really the first girl that I've been able to tell anything? Should I risk the friendship and tell her how I feel? And if so, by the way, she's a 779.
Fucking 779. I keep thinking it's the beginning of their phone numbers.
It's the area code method. That's what we call it. Yeah, so that's what it's called. So
this is another one that's very... It's very straightforward.
Well, the gentleman stuff... That gentleman stuff is baseline, man. That's not being sexy.
Yeah, you're being a human.
Being a human. No girl is being the door for me.
Oh, my God.
Me.
Yeah, picking up tabs. Oh, wow, you are in the shit.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Are in the Vietnam of friend
you
zone.
Gotta do, and this kind of goes back to my advice before. You gotta do something on these Tinder dates that could have a no attached to it.
No
girl is going to look at you opening the door for him and be like, no, no, no. That means we're hooking up. I can't go through first. You go first.
Yeah, I'm not talking as a guy who's from an ivory tower here. I've been in that situation so many times.
Yeah.
I am the guy that would be doing what this guy did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what you do, and it's really true. You know who's good at this? Is Saint-Germain. Saint-Germain, yeah. Dan Saint-Germain is a comic I do the podcast with. He is, there's no qualms about it. He will, right away he goes, well, I have no interest in being friends. So you have to go big in this instance. You have to turn around and go, I have feelings for you. Do you have feelings for me? And if they don't, then the friendship ends. But you know what? that's not, you don't want to be friends with her anyway. So what does it matter? You have to, well, not, maybe not like a dick, but you have to be it like, hey, we've been hanging out a lot. I feel like, even everybody knows this friend zone thing so well. You could literally say, I feel like I'm in the friend zone with you, and she'll get it right away. And I really care for you, and I think we hit it off. And just be a gentleman about it, like you're trying to be, but be like, I have feelings for you. And that almost can make, you never know why you're disagreeing with me.
I disagree with have feelings. I think you need to set what you want.
Well, he said, I have feelings for her.
Well, that's fine. But what does he want? And he's got to set that
he
up.
He wants to be with her, like, romantically.
Or he wants to fucking, let me see those titties. You know, like, I think
No, not this guy. This sounds like he's into her.
I hear you, but I think what he needs to take a cold bucket of water and pour it on this relationship. He needs to shock it. So I think when he goes out with her the next time, you need to look her in the face and be like, hey, listen, I'm here to, like, date you. I'm not here looking for friends.
Well,
I didn't go
on
Tinder looking for... Yeah. But I think have feelings makes it a little mushy. Like they're going to like run away on a weekend trip and have a mini moon.
Or did you say it like, hey, I want to go out on a real date
I
with
want
you.
This to be dating.
I want this to be...
You know,
yeah.
And I also think...
Oh, how about this? This is a mushy. How about I'd like to court you?
Yes.
No, okay. Let's bring it back to 1850.
Listen, madame.
Madame. Oh, hello, lass. I'd like to court you, please.
I think when you go on these Tinder dates, what can happen is it can be sterile. Like if you get down a sterile path, here's the door open for you. I take care of the tab. You need to date a little bit. And I'm not saying
all you gotta do is watch
creepy.
That Amy Schumer sketch. Just watch that Amy Schumer sketch.
Which one?
The friend zone like app thing. Where,
oh, I haven't even seen that.
It has like the stalkers come up and they do all this stuff for them. Watch it. It's fucking fantastic.
I just think you gotta like every first Tinder date, if you feel it's going well and you are into the person that's across from you, you need to do one thing that the person could say no to. And that's not like a creepy thing. I'm saying hand on the leg, hand on the bottom of the back, like a touch, something. Because when you...
You mean before saying anything?
Before saying anything. Just to give a
physical... Here's the thing, the issue with that is, really quick, not to interrupt you, but the issue with that is this guy's already got himself in a zone where this is so friendly.
This guy's way past that.
It's going to be... He's way past that.
Way
right?
past
exactly.
that. I totally agree. I'm just saying.
Oh, you say in general.
If you're on the idea of Tinder is I want to go meet this person to be something that is not necessarily sexual, but relationship wise. I'm going to meet this person on an intimate level. Okay, and if you keep it, he's like, I opened the door for her. She'll never say to him, don't open the door for me. That says that we're in a relationship. She'll never say that.
No,
because
those
aren't.
That
doesn't mean that. So, but he's confusing. I think, you know, if towards the end of the day, you had a couple of drinks. You know, you're like, oh, okay. I'm just gonna touch her leg, and at that point, she could be like, hey, I really don't see that this going that way.
And
then you're like, there's your answer. At least you were a little bit physical. And also,
but that's
you
were
a man.
You're a man. And you're talking in generalities right now.
Generalities.
You're talking about this particular guy.
This situation.
He could blow up the whole thing by doing that.
Fine. But what's he there for?
No, because here's the thing. I feel like that can, like if he would have done that early on, that, like you're saying early on, you do that like it's whatever. That's a different story. But when they're this far into it, he literally has to be like, hey, I've had a lot of fun, but I want to go on a real date. Like, it has to be, because they've formed too much of a bond.
I totally hear
that. So if he grabs her knee, she's going to be like, wait, what? You never did this before.
At this point for this guy, I agree with you. First date, though, on a first date, you always just, or on a first meeting, first interaction with someone that you're into, you have to let them know that you're into them more than just the normal girl.
Right.
You have to let them know, because if you don't, they're as confused as you are.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's scary to be like, you know, to go in for the kiss or to go in for the touch. It's scary to do that. But that's what life is, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything out of this unless you're doing something that could be, that could be pushed off and you get denied on. For this guy, you got to set up a date. And you got to say, hey, listen, this weekend, let's get together. I got dinner at this place. Let's do dinner on Saturday night.
Right.
She'll say yes, great, and you get to that dinner and be like, hey, you know that I'm like trying to like date you, right? Like I feel like I'm getting a vibe that you feel this might be just friends. And you look her in the eye and you will see it right at minute one. She'll either let out a big puff of air like, I kind of felt like that too. I'm not really into it that way. It's like, you kept taking the dinners?
Yeah, right.
And then you can kind of call her out.
Why, like, that's be like, why these sons of bitches, that's what they do. They
just keep taking those dinners. What are you hungry?
Yeah.
There's a soup kitchen you could go to.
And it's also, if she wasn't that, she's not a good person. Well, no. They do that, you know, the girls like the attention. Like, you know, but
you, listen, you're not here for friends. You got enough friends. I would say that. I'm like, I got enough friends. I don't need another friend. I need someone that's going to maybe tickle my balls.
Yeah, and the
you know?
I got to be honest, just to prepare this guy, if you're listening, chances are she isn't interested.
Yeah.
Because you probably would have had that awkward before a kiss moment.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sean Donnelly. Favorite part to lick?
Are you asking me my favorite part to lick?
Yo, Jared, what's your favorite body part to lick? A few of my friends and I were having beers the other day watching football when this subject came up. What a funny football conversation.
Yeah, like,
what are you guys looking these days?
Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to ask Jared what his favorite part to lick is?
One of my friends said that his favorite part to lick is the butthole. I couldn't believe it. My friends and I looked at him like he had three heads.
Well, it's also
is licking butthole cool?
He's trying to be a shock jock.
What are you?
My answer to that?
Have you ever licked a butt?
No, I've never licked a butt.
Never?
No.
I'm with butthole licking guy. I'm into it. I like because you know, what I like to do. I was on one time I was hooking up with this girl. We like went on a date, first date, back hooking up, and I don't know. I was like had a couple drinks in me, and I was going down on her, and then I was just like I literally took her right leg, and I just went whoop. And flipped her over.
Yeah.
And you could kind of feel her body like what's going on here?
Like,
you know?
Oh, this is new.
And I just went for it. And
Now you're talking about like when he says lick, does he mean like eat out the butthole?
Yeah, I went right in
not
there.
Not like one little
No, this like, that's not sexy.
Yeah.
No, I went full in and then back down and up. I was paintbrushing that shit. And it was first date. But you know what it did? It changed the game for the hookup. It was such a sexier hookup. Instead of like, and you know, like you get in these hookup situations. I've been in these situations where you'll hook up and it'll be like, kiss, boobs, go down on her. She goes down on me.
Yeah.
We're done. And it's like, I need a little more dirt than that.
Yeah.
You know, I need a little more
sloppy. Grimy.
Yeah. I want to get grimy with this person. And some people are just down for that.
Yeah.
And you know what you do? You just let her know that you're up for anything at that point. And what it makes you look like, and I think I'd love to hear a female perspective on this, is it makes it look like you're just totally comfy with this person. I think there's like a comfort factor.
Well, I think you're also, I think you're just like pushing their boundaries.
Yeah,
a little bit,
and also, if this guy's willing to lick butt, what else is he going to do?
Yeah, right.
Where else could this fun train go?
Yeah, I'm not a butt licker guy.
I love it.
I'm not even like a go down vagina lick.
Really?
I'm like, I'll do it. Like, I feel weird saying because I'm married, but I'll do it, but I'm not a huge, huge fan of it.
I'm going down like after the first drink.
Yeah.
I'm like, in. Are you kidding me?
You say, hi, I'm Jared. And then you go right straight down.
Let me see that vagina. Get those pants off, Missy.
I got. We'll have the check, please. Hi, right, we're straight down.
Straight down. I don't know. I just think there's been a lot of noise about butt stuff in recent days.
It's very trendy right now.
Very trendy.
There's articles about it that show up in my Facebook feed.
Yes, it's a big deal. It was on girls, so you know it's big. The thing with the butt stuff, you want a girl who's going to like, who reacts to it like they just got cold water sprayed on them. So like you want her to go but then back in.
Like a cat, like a Halloween cat.
You want her to like, you don't want her to sprint from the room, but you also don't want her to like lean into it. You want her to be a little shocked because then it's not like a butthole girl, you know?
Well, yeah, if she's too easy with it, she's done it way too many times before.
Yeah.
You want it to be like new, but and then get right into it.
New, but okay.
Yeah.
If this is what you want.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where there's nothing worse than an uncomfortable hookup. I've told this story once before. I think I was going down this girl once and you could tell she was into it, but she's also like just not comfortable with guys going down on her that she's met 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
And I'm way too comfortable with that. So it's both of us at that point. But I remember I was trying to go down on her and her knees were like locked together. And I was just like if there was a camera inside her vagina, it would just be my tongue like reaching like a dog like trying to get in the bottom of a peanut butter jar. You know, like, and I'm just like,
I don't even want to think about this.
And I just remember looking at her and be like, are you sure? Is this, it's like, if you're not comfortable, I can, you know, we can stop. She's like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. And then she crushes your head.
As she crushes my head and I'm just in it like this. This is good for radio, but I like imagine.
You look like a guy doing like a racist Chinese impression.
Yes. That's kind of what I look like. The wind was going against my face so much because her knees were locked together, so it's just the knees pushing up on my cheeks, and I was like trying to get in there, and listen, I you know, I don't have to be fucking an otter trying to open a clam here.
Yeah, right. Like, a wind tunnel right now. What's happening?
Yeah, what happened? tfmpodcast@gmail.com. This is a good one. I like this one because it pertains to the last one. Change my rep.
Change my rep.
How do you change your rep? J$. What's up, my man? Must say these podcasts were especially awesome during my numerous flights and drives during Thanksgiving break. Anyways, I need your advice. I'm a freshman at a big Greek life school in the South, Roll Damn Tide. I'm consistently surrounded by extremely attractive sorority girls. I mean, 9s and 10s everywhere. I'm a charming, good-looking guy, and I'd give myself an 889. This guy...
He gives himself an 889.
889. Have you ever met someone so confident?
Yeah, his personality's a 9.
This guy goes right for the ass.
Right. This guy, goes right for that butthole. I might be rating myself high because there are so many ugly fucks in the South. This guy's all over the board. Wow. I've got a good amount of...
Hey, how about this, buddy? Don't change your rep. Change your fucking personality.
I've got a good amount of girlfriends that trust me and hook me up with their friends. 2 months ago, I was full-blown cocky, but I've cooked it down a little bit. I've had sex with a modest amount of girls this semester. Let's just say less than 10 and more than 7.
Wow.
It's a good semester.
That's great.
Oh, my God. I love that he's counting by the semester.
So he's hooked up. This is the semester.
He's hooking up. So it's undeniable that I'm a player, but girls assume that I'm worse of a player than I actually am, as if I just don't have standards and fuck any girl that's down. I mean, that sounds like me.
Yeah.
I'm not a loudmouth and keep my business to myself, but my flirtatious, charming personality. This guy loves himself.
Makes
girls assume that I am a man whore. This reputation makes it hard to pull the girls that are hard to get, leaving me totally to only fuck naive, sexy girls that I would never take seriously or super hot low-key sluts. Okay, well, that was a little offensive. How should I go about changing my reputation so I can get the hottest of the hot girls?
I think it's hopeless. You should find Hitch.
Hitch.
Can you find Will Smith as Hitch?
Yeah.
That's the only way this is happening.
Well, the problem with the hottest girls on campus is that every guy is making a play at them. So
the hot guy? The hot girls.
Like the 10s. Yeah,
you mean like the world and life?
In life, so they have every guy that's like honestly trying to fuck them. So every guy's giving them a look. I can't imagine being a mini celebrity.
They're like a celebrity.
So I can't imagine being that. Like, where if to her, it's like if she, because look at the reputation you just gave to the low key girls that hook up with you. You just called them sluts. So like, if the hottest girls on campus,
yeah, they're sluts because why? Because they hooked up with you, dude?
But if the hottest girls on campus went with every guy that made a pass at them, then they'd, you know, get a horrible reputation just like the one you don't want. So
yeah, they become those sluts that you hook up with, you're calling sluts because they did you the service of hooking up with
the
you.
The best way to hook up with a hot chick.
This fucking guy. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Call him out.
Dude, you're not going to change your reputation. There's no way you're going to change your reputation.
Oh, I think there is.
How would he do that? The guy, his mindset, just from the email, what this guy's mindset is.
This is going to be an amazing change of advice from me that I've given. But if this guy's hooking up with 10 girls a semester, okay, good for him.
He wants to change his reputation so he can continue having his reputation. He wants to change his reputation so the girl will hook up with him, which he continues having that reputation. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
It's like that dude in Hitch.
Hottest of the hot.
It's like the guy from Burn Notice in Hitch. He's the guy from Burn Notice that's in Hitch, whatever that guy's name is. Remember the guy who just wants to fuck this girl, so he wants Hitch to help him pretend like he's a good guy? Yeah, that's what he's asking. He goes, make me. He wants us to make him a better person. You're not that good of a person.
Here's the only way to be considered a good person. Get a girlfriend. He's got to get a girlfriend. He's got to go for the hottest girl. Here,
you're
pick
telling
one.
Him how to fake being
not
a good
fake.
Person.
Maybe he ends up being with this girl and having a great relationship. But if you want to get with the hottest of the hot, you got to fucking stop hooking up with everybody and you got to concentrate on one target.
That would technically work.
Yes. And then when you get concentrate on one target, you get with that girl, you show her a good time, and you be a good boyfriend, and then you're with the hottest girl. But the only way to do that...
And then you dump her so you can go hook up with this other girl that you were trying
to
dump
with? Well, maybe it works out for a year, and then you know... But then your reputation is fixed, because look at... Then you'll come out of that relationship, and they'll be like, well, he was with that girl and was so good to her. He might do the same. Now that reputation is clean. You become girlfriend guy.
Yeah.
You have to go into the abyss.
Yeah, that's the quickest
way to
get
out of the abyss.
Or you could just look inside and become a better fucking person. And just, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, that's not what we're here for.
I know. Last time I was on your podcast too. Some of these guys, it's like, just be a better person, man.
I know. Listen, I think he's playing it up. You know,
you think he's trying to talk tough on the email? Yeah, but the whole sluts thing and the bitch thing, it's like, dude, just don't call these girls sluts and bitches. Also, and you'll get way farther. They'll respect you more. Have respect these girls, and they'll respect you.
It also makes a lot of sense. If you use the word slut, then other girls are calling you a man whore. Like, it makes sense that you would
you're a slut.
The slut that you're calling other people. When you point one finger, there's three pointing back at you.
Yeah, if you think there's a difference between you and these quote-unquote sluts that you're fucking, and they're hooking up with a lot of guys, and you're hooking up with a lot of girls, you're the same thing.
Or
man.
if I'm him and I'm getting 7 to 10 girls a semester,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I don't need to be with the hottest girls. I'm looking at all the buttholes in town. I'm a man of my butt.
Yeah.
And then I don't understand what's wrong with that reputation. Like, if he's hooking up and it hasn't gotten in the way, like, listen, man, at some point, like, I have a buddy.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a white whale situation? Is there a girl that he has his sights on? That's why he's saying this?
He just feels like he wants to be in the upper echelon of chicks. And you can only do that with one of the chicks. You can't do it with all of the hottest chicks. You can only do that.
So you want your cake and to eat it.
Yeah,
too,
so it's never going to happen. So that's why the girlfriend advice, listen, if you want that one girl, then you'd go the girlfriend route. But if I'm him, I had a buddy in college, okay?
What's happening is... These girls are sniffing on you that you're very full of yourself.
Yeah, but that can work in your favor, too. I had a buddy in college who hooked up with a lot of fucking girls. Okay, yeah. A lot of girls. Like, so he hooked up with, like, a major amount of girls, mm-hmm. okay? And probably had this reputation. And you know what? When there were girls, and just like guys just want to get fucked, girls just want to get fucked. When mm-hmm. there were girls that just wanted to, like, fucking have a great time, mm-hmm. they came to him. They came to him like he was the fucking fuck doctor. Yeah. So, and listen.
Which is also kind of like sad sometimes too. Like, he must, if he liked one of them or something.
Fine.
Or, yeah.
Maybe that's the case. But you know what? He was in college.
Yeah.
He did it
college
right.
College is different.
He made the decision that in college, I'm going to be just fucking. And good for him. And then he got out. And now he's out. And he's like, fine. Like, he moved on to, and he's got, you know, I'll just say, he's, you know, great girl. You know, he's doing it now.
Well, he grows up.
You're in a college world where it's a bubble.
Yeah.
And maybe you have that reputation there. But you're going to get out and go to a much bigger bubble that no one's going to fucking remember this shit. They're going to say, oh, yeah, he hooked up with a bunch of girls, but now he's an adult. You're not an adult yet. You get to play in this fun fuck world. So for this guy where he's like, well, I want to get with the hottest, it's not going to happen. So you either got to make the decision to go into girlfriend land or just fucking roll with it. And also, don't acknowledge it. If someone's like, oh, that's what you are, be like, okay, cool, if that's what you think.
Well, it's also, the one thing I didn't even realize to address is that the fact of the matter is, if these hottest girls that you reference aren't fucking you, chances are you're a little bit delusional and they're out of your league.
Oh, yeah, I think the guy, like, who called himself a 9 personality is a little delusional.
But I'm saying, like, he says he's a really good-looking, charming guy, but it's like, chances are you're not as good-looking, you're not as charming as you think you are. That's basically the base of it. Like, that's probably what it is. Yeah. You just might not, it's just true.
But also,
you know,
think, like, the hottest girls at a college, since it is that small bubble, they are just propped up so high.
Yeah, they become
Then they move to New York City and then they're a 7 all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but then, even now with the Instagram accounts, girls get like 1,000 followers and you're like, how did that happen? What does she do? And it's like, oh, no, she's just a hot girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do one more email, then we'll go to the hypotheticals in the news. You ready?
Yeah.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This has been great. Awesome advice. Keep guys all follow Sean Donnelly at ShawneeTime on Twitter. Manual Labor Face. Go get the album. It's fantastic. Love Triangle.
Love Triangle.
What's up, Jer Bear? I'm here with
Chair Bear. That's my favorite one, I think.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like it too.
You know that I used to get called Sean Bear when I was a kid by my family.
Really? Yeah, Sean Bear?
Sean Bear.
That doesn't even make sense.
My dad would call me it because it was the name of a horse that he bet on once.
Oh. Yeah. That was sweet and then not sweet. I'm here with a similar topic.
It wasn't a lose the mortgage situation. Yeah.
I'm here with a similar topic. A lot of girls deal with, female listener. Falling for their best friend. So here's the story. Basically, there's this guy that I hated his guts last year, but all my friends were like, no, he's actually really cool. So I gave him a shot. We hit it off. We have a ton in common. We just get along really well. Like, I actually enjoy hanging out with him. Here's where it gets tricky. He's told me before he doesn't date hot girls and then classified me in that category. And rumor has it, he has a thing, had a thing for a mutual friend we're both extremely close to. But this friend also calls out the sexual tension between me and this guy. So do I make a move, talk to my friend, or just drop it all together?
I'll wrap this up now. He's gay. here's the thing. Nobody has the rule they don't date hot girls.
Yeah, I've never
heard of that ever in my life.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to get you to like him, so if you like him, then you should push even harder, because either he really, and I'm saying he's gay, like, he's so gay he doesn't like hot girls. I mean, he might be gay, and that's his defense, not to have to date you, because he's making up these fake reasons, because he doesn't feel comfortable maybe telling you he's gay. I'm not saying he's definitely gay. I'm just saying that's not a thing.
Girls, let me tell you something. Yeah, let me tell you. There's guys do this all the time. We'll make up an excuse for not hooking up with you that's so stupid. It has to be that we're not into it.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
And it's like,
yes,
this is the dumbest.
He's not attracted to her.
He's not into it. And I'm not trying to be mean. Like, listen, there's going to be other guys. I'm sure you're a great girl. But when he says, I don't date hot girls, and then he compliments you the same, that means he really sees you as a friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he's trying to prop you up, but at the same time kind of cut you down. I don't hook up with hot girls. You're too hot for me, lady.
That's never going to be a thing.
I've never looked at a girl being like, too hot for me. You know, like, look at the last guy that emailed in.
Yeah.
There's no league that a guy thinks he's out of.
No.
And because our moms fucked us up, told us we look good in a suit, and we all believe it. We all think that we are the best looking dude that could take down any fucking girl at any time. And you could look at guys and be like, yeah, he's ugly. And in his mind, he's like, yeah, I'm ugly, but I'm hilarious. And that's what gets me girls. You know, every guy has their thing that makes them think they are the man.
Yeah.
And it's just an ego play.
Mine is my belly. I think I have a great belly.
Great belly.
The thing is this, not to harp on the gay thing, but to be honest, what happens when a guy is gay, and especially they're in college or right out of college, right?
In whatever it is.
When a guy is, he might not be comfortable coming, like, I feel like when you have a gay guy and he doesn't want to, say that he's gay, they come up with these weird, their reasons always don't make sense. Like, if you ever talk to a gay guy that pretends he's straight, just because he doesn't feel comfortable, they're it's like 40-year-old virgin where he's like, oh yeah, I touched boobs and they felt like sand.
You're
like,
so right.
So that, I don't date hot girls, sounds like one of those things.
I used to work with this dude who was in the closet. He probably still is. I used to work with him.
Yeah.
And he was so, he's definitely gay. But he's married with a wife and kids.
He'd
be like, and I remember he'd be like, well, you're going to, he would always like talk about sex shit, and it would always be a little off. So he'd be like, "What are you gonna like fuck her? Like touch her like knee?" And you'd be like, "What knee? What are you talking about?"
Yeah, it's
man?
Always very like, awkward like that. Yeah. And I feel bad. Like that might be the case. It's either if she is hot. It depends on what if she is hot.
I think
I don't want to be an asshole about it, but it's like if you are really hot, then that's what it is. Is that he's gay, and that's what it is.
Here's what you do. Move on to one of his friends and see how he reacts to that. Just start flirting with one of his buddies, and then watch what he does. He's either going to be like, "Yes, awesome, I'm so happy for you both."
Yeah,
and go for one of his like, let's say, uglier friends. You know, like, and just an easy score. Go to one of the uglier friends, and you just go to him, and go up to that dude, and just be like, "Hey, like, start being flirty, and see how this guy reacts." If he gets angry, you'll know that he's into you.
Yes.
If he's super like, oh, this is awesome, I'm so happy for you, that's how you know that he's just looking elsewhere. And he's happy to have you off his hands.
Yes.
That's the only way to go.
Absolutely. Or what he, or if he is into you, what he's trying to do is like one of those like book things, like one of those negging, like, I'm trying to make you feel
stupid. He's just not confident enough to make a move.
To make a move, yeah.
Exactly. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Sean Donnelly, thank you for answering these emails.
Thank you. This is fun,
great.
Man.
We're going to go to the hypotheticals. We've got a bunch of good ones and the news, so stick around. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a beach because of what you make or make. You make your own beach, so you gotta lay it. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Sean Donnelly here. Thank you for answering those emails, Sean.
Of course. It was
fucking
a blast.
Awesome. All of you, go support Sean. He's great. So funny. At Shawnee Time. His album is called Manual Labor Face. Also, he's got the podcast My Dumb Friends. Go check it out. Before we get into some hypotheticals and some shout-outs, you can go to my website. I'm actually going to be doing some colleges in the spring out west, so I'd love to come to you. If you want me to come, just email my college booking agent, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. harryschmuckler@gmail.com. You can email him, and he'll get it all set up. I'm already coming out to, you know, Nevada, California, Arizona. So get me out there. Would love to come to your school. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York Labs. Go to standupny.com. If you're coming to, I'm going to be here on New Year's Eve doing a show, the early show on New Year's Eve. So if you guys are coming to New York City for the holidays or for New Year's or whatever you're going to do, go to standupny.com and use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to any show here at the club. Sean's here. I'm here. A lot of fun. Also, you can go to standupnylabs.com and check out all the great podcasts they're doing here over in the labs. Also, iTunes. I went to the iTunes page the other day. Give us a rating and a comment. Just go do it now. Just go. And I know it, I say it every week. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat. I love it when you guys send me you listening to the podcast. It really shivers my nuts every single time.
Wow, that was really heartfelt.
I know, and I really, it feels
he
so
really
good.
Means it.
I mean it. It puts it.
You said that like you're saying something really heartwarming. And like,
shivers my nuts.
Shivers my nuts.
Every time.
You a pirate?
Yeah, so you can find shiver me timbers on my nuts. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain.
Shivers me nuts!
Here's some shout-outs. J-Bone, you need to give a shout-out to my friend. He wears cargos, drinks Mike's Hard Lemonade, and pretends to be a male Instagram model despite having a serious dad bod. No tits, just shits. No one deserves it more than him other than the Mizzou protesters. Although he's got a close second. His Snapchat is bcarb20. Bcarb20. So shout-out to him. Try tuning into the podcast on both my computer and phone for multiple links and no sound. Oh, this is from last week. Just letting you know. Get someone to send me tits and tits for the heads up. This guy's Snapchat is JacksonWarren12. JacksonWarren12. Sup, Freed Baller. A late thank you for the advice you gave during the Burt Kreischer episode. It worked, and that episode was fire. Anyways, a couple of my fraternity brothers turned 21 this past week, but I have yet to make it to the bars with me to celebrate because they've been busy, a.k.a. they have girlfriends. What fucking dickheads. As any decent brother would do, I asked the TFM Fellowship to bombard these bastards with shits. Send only the nastiest sinkers to ScottyFig444, Zazu562. You can tell them from their Snapchat names they don't go out much. Also, my actual bro needs a few tits to brighten his depressing finals week at his engineering school. So, ladies, send some love to Neve21, N-E-V-E-21. Who knows? When he's rich, he might just buy you all a boat or some shit. Thanks, Papa J-Train. I like Papa J-Train.
I like Jer-Bear the best.
Jer-Bear. I need a shout-out. My homie stole my slam piece, so I need all the followers to send him shit pics and maybe a dick pic. His Snapchat username is Andre Isoper. A-N-D-R-E-I-S-O-P-E-R. And for all them ladies out there, feel free to send some tits to yours truly at Swagmaza. S-W-A-G-M-A-S-A. Okay. Feel free. And then this is the last one. Send Bankstein Man, Bankstein Man, all the shits imaginable. I was going to say fathomable. He didn't even spell it right, but I wasn't sure if you'd be able to pronounce it. Yeah, you couldn't spell it, buddy. Anyways, this kid is on a Tinder hot streak and needs to be stopped. All right. So those are some shout-outs. If you guys want a shout-out on the podcast, just email tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Put in the subject shout-out, and I'll read it on the podcast. Ready for some Would You Rathers?
Sure.
These are like car games. We've done that before.
I feel like we've been
in car rides together.
Oh, yeah.
Hypotheticals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I meant on the podcast, yeah.
We got Mansamp here. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I was wondering when
I was getting through some announcements here. You guys can all check out Chris on Twitter, @Mansamp. He's also got a podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday morning. You check that out. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I was recently at a party with some annoying drunk girls, and now that I think about it, maybe that's why I felt the need to take shots so quickly. But it inspired a hypothetical. Would you rather be sober and forced to listen to drunk girls obnoxiously sing Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers, or I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears?
Oh, the Would You Rather is what song would it be?
Would you rather watch drunk girls dance to which sing and dance to which song?
I'm a Slave for You.
Right?
Yeah, because it's...
That might get sexy.
Yeah, it might get sexy.
Yeah, Burning Up is just going to be annoying. It's just a...
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I know how that song goes, to be honest.
No, and also, Slave! You know, at that part, they're doing like some sort of wiggle.
Some kind of like slithering
move. Yeah.
They'll probably try to do the dance she does with the chair.
You could go up to the girl and be like, Slave for me? Yeah, you know, you can make it sexy.
And she can be like, no, get away from here. But you'll have plenty of opportunities.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah,
right?
You can awkwardly go, I really like that dance that you did with Slave for You. Would you give me a kiss?
What a pickup.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Bones.
I think you're a 774.
Hey, J-Bones, love the pods, all the great comedy albums that you all got hanging behind you at Stand Up New York Labs. Give me a Snapchat shout-out if you can. Von Snap with two P's, 44. Hypothetical. Be stuck in a day of freshman year of college or senior year of high school, Groundhog Day style. Take into account pledging and how seniors in high school thought we ran the shit out of high school.
So you
have a Groundhog Day situation. It's one day as a freshman in college or one day as a senior in high school.
Senior in high school.
Definitely senior in high school.
Yeah, there's no question.
No question.
No, of course. Yeah, freshman in college.
You're big fish, little pond, and then you know how to be an even bigger fish.
Yeah, and so you're basically, and also to add to that, you're going through orientation every day of your life.
Yeah,
like college orientation.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the first day, right?
Oh, it's not first.
It's just a freshman. Any day.
Think of your best day of freshman year versus your best day of senior year.
Oh,
they don't compare.
They don't compare.
Best day of senior year kills it 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah,
you're at the best part. Also, the only problem with the senior year thing is if you had your today brain. So if you have your today brain in this situation, you're looking at girls and high school girls. I see them sometimes, and I'm like, I can't believe how young.
I know
you look.
It's insane,
and like even freshman girls too. Like that those 2 years. Well,
that's the question. Which brain do you have?
I would want to have today's brain.
I think you keep today's brain.
To keep today's brain.
Today's brain, but teenager body.
Right.
Teenager body.
Oh, it's like a
it's a catch 22.
It's a vice versa situation with Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage.
Yeah, I don't think
and you guys will not know that reference either. I would say senior in high school.
I gotta go senior in high school.
Here's the thing. I went to an all guys Catholic high school. So
but your best day in high school. So it's gonna be
my best day in high school, but that was just like fucking around with your friends, which I could do when I'm in college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like all dudes there.
But
so
I'm saying you wouldn't be at like a party, like it wouldn't be like the biggest party.
If that's one of the options probably. But it's like I feel like I kinda like partied and like smoked weed pretty much every day I was in college. So
What if you went back to high school, you did this and you went back in a senior year of high school, your best day? And you just fucking struck out. Like, it just didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going back to senior. And then you're like, oh, man, I'm still a fucking loser? I couldn't even work this shit out?
you're Billy Madison. Yeah. The crazy thing is, like, having today's brain, you would just be this little tiny creep. Because you would, like, you know what I'm saying? Having brain of now is like,
your girl's like, why are you licking my butt?
This hasn't even become a thing for 8 years
Yeah,
from
this
now,
isn't even in the lexicon.
Yeah, you would just be this weirdo senior in high school that has all these old references.
Here's a last would you rather, okay? Would you rather have the feeling of taking a shit every time you come? Okay.
See, this sounds like it's going to be a good one. Okay.
Or have the feeling of coming every time you shit.
Oh. Well.
Here's the plot twist.
That's not a...
If you choose one, you can't ever feel the sensation of the other ever again.
What?
So if you
Have sex, you don't feel anything?
You don't feel the coming. So if you take the feeling of coming while you shit, then you never feel it during sex.
I think this person has a fetish. I'll tell you right now. But it is a fetish situation.
I got confused by it. I thought it was like while you're coming, you also feel like you have to take a shit. But I guess I see. So when you're coming.
That's what they did say.
When you're coming, you feel like you have to take a shit.
Right, but
oh,
no
but only
feeling of
no
coming.
Coming.
Right. I thought it was combined.
Yeah, there's no question on that either. Right. If there's a choice, that's basically only a choice between you want to feel like you have to take a shit or you want to feel like you're coming. You're just saying which one do you like better.
So you're coming while you're shitting and you're shitting while you're coming. That's the choice.
This is impossible.
No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying that basically what you're saying is when you're this is just a stupid conversation. when you're having sex and when you're coming, that's what I read it as first. While you're coming, you feel like you have to take a
shit. Yes, exactly.
Right. But you're coming as well.
Right.
So you're coming and then the shit happens.
No, I think you can physically come, but you just don't have the feeling of the come. Oh, so let's say
so
you
come. So the only feeling you have when you're coming is a feeling of taking a shit.
And the other only choice, feeling of
taking a shit is coming.
Coming.
Then there's no plot twist there. That's literally just, do you want to feel like you're taking a shit or do you feel like you're coming?
Right, because one negates the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if
there's only one feeling per thing.
Yeah, I thought
they were coupled up. Like, would you rather feel like you're coming when you take a shit or when
you... You ever had sex while you had to take a shit?
I think so. Yeah.
Have you ever?
I don't know. I was just trying to think. Probably.
I've had to fart. Like, horribly, while getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
And that was probably the... Like, I felt like I was walking on the edge. You know? Like, you're literally... Her face couldn't be closer to getting a fart
Here's
right
a
in the mouth.
How about this? Would you rather fart in the middle of a blowjob or have to stop having sex to go run to the bathroom and take a shit?
I'd rather stop to take
and
the
she
shit.
Knows it. And she knows
she
it.
She knows it. Stop to take the shit.
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
Stop taking a shit because if you fart...
Because there's no smell involved.
There's no smell. You've get.
But, you're, but chances
you've
are,
done the
especially
most,
if it's a college thing...
You've saved her life.
You've...
so you've taken... You've moved to the... You've gone away. You fart during the actual thing. You're always the guy that farted during... You're always that story. If you run to take a shit,
right,
like,
so
listen, these things happen.
Let me amend
it.
You, I'm talking, like, it has to be equal. So, literally, you're farting once to... Like,
yeah.
In the middle of a blowjob. And maybe she stops and she laughs or whatever the hell. Well, you know, she's disgusted or whatever.
It's acknowledged.
But the shit part isn't just like you go to take a private shit in the middle of fucking... You're in a dorm... Say you're in... This is a college thing. You're in a dorm room and it's like a full... Like a bad shit. Like, you, like, literally, she knows you're shitting. There might be some smell coming out. It's as embarrassing as the fart.
It's as embarrassing as the fart.
And you become either the guy who... This guy, he took a break in the middle to go shit and it was disgusting. I heard him shitting in the bathroom.
She might text someone while you're shitting.
I think he's shitting right now. I could lie about the shit easier than I could the fart. You know what I mean?
But at least the fart's just a fart. There's no shit involved.
Yeah, but the fart, you are in it forever. There's no there's no way of denying that. You can't be like, did you fart?
Yeah.
You know, like, you have farted.
But you
the
can't.
Shit, you can be like, you can always say things like, well, you don't have to say that you shit. You can come back and be like, yeah, my stomach is really hurting. Like, those are all...
No, there's no mistaking you shit.
I know there's no mistaking but at least you don't have to, like, literally say it.
So that when they tell their friends, they go, yeah, then he shit, then he tried to lie about it and tell me he didn't shit.
Well, could say his stomach hurt, and then the friend would be like, so he shit? And maybe... You know, there's deniability involved when you go to do the shit.
All right.
I would also
out of
say
sight,
that
out
I,
of mind.
I puked.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I would always come back and be like, I just puked. Something didn't agree with me.
No, there's like shit sounds coming from the bed. I mean, like full on, like it's not, she knows
I've
you
I've told
shit
this
in the
story before. I once was having sex with this girl and was going to come so fast that I got up from, I was with this girl, I was literally two pumps in and I was like, I'm gonna come right now. And I didn't want to come fast, so I just ran to the bathroom. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I ran to the bathroom and came in the bathroom and then like waited it out. And then she was like, what happened? I was like, I had to go to the bathroom. And I
how old were you?
This was like 2 years ago.
So he was looking for 18.
Because that recharge is way
no,
faster
well, then,
at 18.
So then I sat on the toilet until I could recharge to try and have sex again.
Yeah.
So I took the bullet of saying I had to shit.
Yeah.
Over coming
back. Because that's the
fast.
Assumption. When you come back, it's like, well, you were there for
so
a
would
while.
You rather, so here's a better would you rather. This is exactly the would you rather I was put in the position of. Would you rather come
ooh, that's a good one.
Within 2 seconds or run to the bathroom and say you were taking a shit?
And then come back out and successfully have sex.
And have great sex. And have that second round post the first come.
Hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
What say you, man, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I've had situations where you chose the shit.
Right. That's why in my situation you
but
chose
you
the shit.
But you love shitting. That's like your thing.
I do.
So you're just like, whatever. I might
I'm
as well
happy
go
that's
dead.
My thing. Yeah. I didn't know that happened.
I don't know. You just come and then you'd be like, I came, whatever. Let's put another condom on. Just go for it.
No, you gotta do the apologies. It's your first time.
Yeah, but I've done it.
I said this last week to a friend of mine. I was like, you're only as good as the first time you had sex with a girl. So, like,
this is a new girl we're talking about.
So, like, I'm saying with a girl that you meet, you have to nail it that first time, and you could be bad the rest of the times, because at least she knows that first time you did it, you're capable of it. If you fuck up that first time, there's always going to be that thought, maybe he's that fuck up, because then the second time, more pressure. Third time, right. More pressure.
Yeah.
So you need to nail it that first time, because then the second time, you're like, oh, I came in two pumps, but like, remember last time? I have the ability within me. So I'm saying the first time you have sex with a girl, if you go two pump chump, you are two pump chump in perpetuity.
I'll tell you right now, right. My answer is twofold.
Go.
Depending on my age, if I'm college age,
yeah,
shit thing. The
you're
shit
going
situation.
To take a shit.
Going to take a shit. Now, as a married man,
yeah, well,
well, I'm not, well, I'm saying now as a 37-year-old,
yeah.
I just
going to come. I think I agree. With,
you know why? Because I don't care as much anymore.
I kind of agree with you because I've been in this situation. I don't know. I did it, so I can't say
I do agree with that situation.
What I did.
Because also, here's the thing. You went in there in a real life situation. You didn't go in there and there's no shit sounds coming out and there's no smell coming out of there.
No.
So that's, you're safe. It's not like you're, it's not like.
I did light a match to like make my story 360 degrees.
Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
To like be like, okay, yeah, I should, because I lit the match.
There's no dual smell out of that.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You only smell
just
like match.
The match. Yeah. Just so I was like absolved like from coming and shitting.
Shit's right. On, that's on fire yeah. When you do the match and the shit.
I think we've really helped some people today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Let's go to the news.
We're doing God's work.
God's work.
Science, you're going to like this one. I'm sure you guys have probably seen it, but science says you're an idiot if you share inspirational quotes on social media. They did a study.
Oh, I saw this online.
Of,
this is my favorite study ever.
Of course. They did a study of 300 participants. They gave them the options. They showed them a bunch of quotes, and I could read you like two of them, but
okay.
You can either say it's profound, bullshit, or mundane. Those okay. Were your options. And it turns out the people, and they also like coupled it with cognitive tests
right.
And stuff.
Yeah.
The dumber people tended to find these like jarble, you know, garbled nonsense.
Made up, like, yeah.
Inspirational
talk,
quotes. They were the ones that were like profound to these. And I can read you one if you'd like to hear.
Read one of them.
Yeah.
This life is nothing short of an ennobling oasis of self-aware faith.
The people who post these, I get so fucking annoyed. Like, I love when it's like a girl. I get, there's one Instagram model, I think I stopped following her. She used to post every Sunday that she was taking prayer requests.
Oh, no. Like a televangelist?
Yes. Like, yeah. Literally, she was like, right.
I'll pray for your grandma.
I'll pray for your... Vicky Boob and stuff will pray for your dying Grammy. And can you imagine telling your dying Grammy, listen, I sent a prayer request to this... titty booby model.
Yeah, everything's covered.
What kind of insanity does it take?
Grandma, good news. The cancer's going to be gone soon. Yeah, this random girl I met is going to pray for you.
How far away from the idea of someone following you have you gotten to take a prayer request? Like, literally every guy followed you because they're like, oh, boners? And that's the reason.
Yeah.
They have gone so far down the creek with how important they are that they're thinking,
oh, it's out
well,
of
I'll
control.
Pray for these
I
people.
Think you're looking at it the wrong way, though. The essence of somebody who's good at prayer is having followers. You know, that's Jesus. So they're actually going the right direction.
It's like really hot Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, hot Jesus. I mean, maybe that's the, I don't know. I some of these the inspirational quotes, like, when do you think I'm reading this and being like, thank you for posting this?
Well, you know, it's like, so funny. The one that you read, if you really try to break it down, it's nonsense. It's right? It's
well, that's the point. Like, they would throw it together.
Yeah,
like,
another
one is,
right.
Today, science tells us that the essence of nature is guidance. You know, it's like, it means nothing, but people that are dumb are like, yeah.
Good for
yeah.
That.
Good one. You know?
Yeah, yeah. If you just
it'd be really sad if someone made that their tattoo. They're like, oh, I just read this great.
Somebody's going to, bro.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, people do write into these Instagram posters, like, you've helped me through a tough time in my life. And I'm always like, no, bullshit. You just think this will get you laid. You think this will
absolutely.
Get you laid. Always. It's in, like, I can't believe we have put...
Well, that's what they say. They say everything you do in life is basically to get laid.
Get you laid. Yeah. And I think it's so interesting. Like, these people, like, just we have to admit how the intrinsic value of a like. We have to admit to that. Of a like.
Yeah.
To get over this bullshit. We have to admit it because no one wants to admit that a like... makes dopamine go off in their brain, gives you a feeling of feeling
sure,
good.
Sure, absolutely.
But we're...
You pretend like it's bullshit.
We pretend like it's bullshit. We're like, oh, yeah. What are you doing that for, a like? And it's like, Yes, there's value to that. And the right. minute we admit to that, I think, and like a public nature, the minute that we'll get past all this fucking bullshit.
Well, it's a little bit of a general...
You know okay. So I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
But that's actually really interesting. And I think they should do a study where they put those things in people's brains and while they're checking their Facebook and they watch how many likes something got. Yeah. I think you would see that. You're right. You'd see you'd, the dopamine go
no,
up.
No, go
you see
off. There's
thing.
No question.
There's no question.
There's
I agree with that.
A positive reinforcement of that. And like the minute, like, because when I see a post on Facebook that's like someone getting like outraged and you know, the outraged people, it's like, you don't really... I've harped on Season of the Lion like a million times, like the lion that got killed in Africa.
Yeah,
and it's like we need to admit that when you don't really we need to admit that you don't care about Cecil.
Yeah,
because you never thought of a lion before today, and then all this is your flavor of the week. So we need to admit that first. The only way we can admit that is that saying that you got something out of posting that you're outraged. Because people liked your post, so you felt good about yourself throughout the day.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's all about you.
And if we don't admit that, then we're letting these people just go on, you know?
Have you seen that Jeselnik bit about thoughts and prayers after a tragedy?
No.
It's fantastic.
I've never seen that.
Basically, he goes, your thoughts and prayers mean nothing.
Yeah.
They mean nothing for this. It means, it's basically what you're saying is, don't forget about me. Look at me. I'm thinking. I'm playing with this. Don't forget about me. I'm still here.
Yeah. I'm a part of this.
I'm a part of this.
Yeah. Let's go to the next story.
All right. Yeah. Let's.
Well, hold on. I interrupted. You were going to say something, and I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, like, there's also a certain percentage of people that they don't care if it's a like. They're happy to just get any kind of attention. So even if people are going to scream at them about what they posted, they're
absolutely
happy about that too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Any kind,
as long as they're relevant.
Any press is good press. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up with this. Former Miss USA allegedly broke up with Tim Tebow because he refused to lose his virginity.
Now, I read up on this.
Yeah, and
she's
very
hot. Fucking
Olivia
hot.
Olivia Culpo. Is
I picture, like, if he did, he would just do that kneeling thing after he fucked her.
She's so
Whoa!
Hot.
Yeah.
He must.
He's very. He's a real deal. That
she's from Boston. I like read up.
Oh,
on
is
it.
She?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I'm not a religious guy. I usually find a lot of that shit bullshit. But even now, based on hearing the story, that guy is the real deal.
Well,
he believes that.
Here's the thing. I have a maximum amount. We're talking about all these people putting this shit on Facebook just because they want to look good. They're, you know, taking prayer requests. He's an example of somebody, and maybe down the line we hear that, you know, it was all a big lie, and we just find him doing cocaine off a chick's tit.
Yeah,
and
right. Then I'll like him, which is normally what happens.
Yeah, I'll like him for another reason, but in this case,
yeah, right, exactly.
I actually like Tebow because you're like, it has to be true.
Because
it has to.
It's
like,
her saying it. He's not Machiavellian. He's carefully not having sex with her. She.
I also love this story because it's just like an admittance that. Like, it just shows, like, all these, like, kind of, like, disgusting guys out there that, like, listen, girls need to have sex, too. You know,
sure.
like this, I mean, this is actually a feminist thing in my, I know that could be warped, but I'm saying, like, she's saying, like, listen, I like to have sex. That's a part of my relationship. That's a part of my partner that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I think it's so good of her to admit that.
Right.
And I don't think I think the story has been skewed to look like it's an embarrassing thing for Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
It's not. It's him saying, this is what I
care what I believe
for
and I don't,
in a relationship. And it's her saying, this is what I care for in a relationship. And they're equal. Like, the God thing is, and this is kind of where I wish it was kind of written up. His God thing is equally as admirable as her sex thing.
Yeah.
In a word, like, you have the right to want sex
and
you have
the
right to want.
The way you live.
And that's the way you live. And, like, we live in this, you know, there's a lot of, like, judgment that goes into, like, everything. Like, if you're a God guy, people are like, oh, fuck that God guy. If you're a sex girl, they're like, oh, look, fuck that slut.
Yeah.
But they're both just doing what makes them happy to find the right person for them. So they should both be looked at with a little bit of, like, hey, good for you.
It's funny to me, too, because you look at one of the things I never caught on to is that. Tim Tebow, I'm not religious, and I'm anti-religion in a way. I have a lot of opinions about it, but he's a guy who I think the discrimination against him went all the way to him losing his job because he was religious.
He got fucked.
He lost his job because he was religious. That's illegal, first of all.
He got fucked.
He
There's
got
no
fucked.
Question because
absolutely.
You see some of the quarterbacks playing today, and you're like, okay, Tebow would have like helped you out.
Well,
you know, like,
yeah, right.
Especially the Eagles. They just beat the Patriots yesterday, but the Eagles, like, you're like, that fits what you guys are doing. He won a playoff game. for Denver.
He obviously, because he was Christian, I've never, and usually I call bullshit on a lot of that when they say he was discriminated against. Or if you know, they have the Catholic League.
I think he's one of those things. Yeah.
I think everybody collectively in the public eye decided to go, fuck this guy.
Well, it was also the I think a lot of the reason that he was kind of excommunicated from football was that there was a scene, no matter where he went, and NFL hates a scene. Yeah, so like,
but
you know
what? But still, I remember, Jared, but normally, but there's superstars.
SportsCenter came to the Jets preseason and set up a whole studio at their preseason workouts because he was there. And every day Tebow was a story. I'm saying the story was there because of the religious stuff, because he's kind of like the sainted guy. I agree. It's all because of religion, but it's also because they don't want, like, NFL teams are kind of like,
he got too famous for the NFL and they couldn't handle it.
I think so.
And that's another reason.
You don't want your backup quarterback being more famous than
your other quarterback. Right, it's too famous for not being the
best. But he was a starter quarterback when he first started.
Yes.
And then he was off a team and then he was back on and then now he's gone.
And now he's gone. He's just on the SEC network.
I think he was full on.
I agree.
Bullshit.
He got discriminated against. Yeah, it's interesting. I'd like, you know, there's also like everyone that meets him, they're like, It's all true, you know. Like they,
with him, saying him.
They all say.
Oh,
it.
I believe that. I know you're probably at the end, but really quickly, when he was doing that kneeling stuff, I usually have issues with that. But some reason with him,
it made sense,
and I didn't mind it. What is it? If you have all the other dudes that play football going, I want to thank God, I want to do this at the end of it. What's the difference between doing that? What's the difference? If you're dancing and you're twirling, what's the difference between you're kneeling? It's less time.
You know what? It's a life lesson because you can always smell bullshit. You can always smell it.
No
matter what.
Unless you're a dummy and then you think it's profound.
Exactly. We'll end on that, guys. Sean, thank you for coming on. This was great.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Go check out Sean on Twitter at ShawneeTime. Also, his album is out right now on iTunes.
Yep.
Manual Labor Face.
And it's on Comedy Central Direct, too.
So go check it out. And you can see Sean. Also, he had a 30-minute, we didn't even mention that. Comedy Central half hour, so you can watch his half hour.
Yeah, it's on like on demand right now, and it'll end up being on Hulu at some point.
It's
too.
Great. So all of you guys, go support him. Mansamp, thanks for bringing the news.
Thanks, man.
At Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be here next week. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. We'll see you next time.